Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. We're diving headfirst into something super powerful today. Emotional intelligence. Ever felt like your emotions were running the show? You know, that roller coaster of feelings that can leave you feeling overwhelmed, drained, or even making decisions you later regret. Well, guess what? Emotional intelligence is the secret weapon to mastering those emotions, turning them into fuel instead of roadblocks. Think of it as your emotional GPS helping you navigate life with clarity, confidence, and a whole lot more peace. So, why is this even important in today's world? We're bombarded with information, deadlines, expectations, and social pressures every single day. It's no wonder so many people are feeling stress, anxious, or just plain burned out. But developing your emotional intelligence is like giving yourself a superpower, the ability to not only understand your own emotions, but also read the room, connect with others on a deeper level, and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that will kickstart your journey towards becoming an emotional intelligence ninja. 1. Self-awareness is your foundation. This means knowing your triggers, understanding how different situations make you feel, and recognizing those subtle signs when your emotions are starting to boil over. Think of it like having a personal alarm system for your feelings. The sooner you recognize them, the better equipped you are to handle them. 2. Embrace your feelings. Don't fight them. It's not about suppressing or ignoring your emotions. It's about acknowledging them, even the messy ones. When you resist your feelings, they tend to fester and come out in less desirable ways. Instead, try saying things like, "I'm feeling frustrated right now," or "the situation is making me anxious." Just naming them can make a world of difference. 3. Practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly understanding what someone else is saying, their tone, their body language, the emotions behind their words. When you actively listen, you show genuine empathy and build stronger connections with others. 4. Master your communication skills. Think of communication as a two-way street. Clearly expressing your own thoughts or feelings while also being receptive to feedback from others is crucial. Learning to communicate assertively but respectfully can prevent misunderstandings and build healthier relationships. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. We all make mistakes, face challenges, and have moments of weakness. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your boss walks in and throws a huge project your way, one with a tight deadline and tons of moving parts. You might feel overwhelmed, stressed, maybe even a little panicky. But here's where emotional intelligence steps in. First, acknowledge those feelings. It's okay to say, "Wow, this is a lot to take on." Then take a deep breath, assess the situation, and break down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks. Communicate with your boss about any potential roadblocks or concerns you have. And remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about doing your best and learning along the way. So, that's the power of emotional intelligence, turning those moments of pressure into opportunities for growth and connection. Remember, developing your emotional intelligence isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing journey. Start by practicing these 5 key takeaways and watch how they transform your interactions, your mindset, and your overall well-being. Want to share your own experiences or insights? Hit us up on social media using #StrongStarts. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of people who are committed to starting their days with intention and purpose. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.